For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. One person was found dead in the midst of a house fire 15 miles north of Bemidji Monday night. The Bemidji Fire Department says first responders arrived at a residence on Peterson Lake Road in Port Hope Township just before 9 p.m. and found the home fully engulfed and collapsed into its basement. Nearly 30 firefighters worked the scene for about 6 hours to extinguish the blaze. The remains of one person were located inside the home after the fire was extinguished. The incident remains under investigation. The Minnesota legislature began its 2026 session Tuesday with a somber remembrance ceremony in honor of Melissa Hortman. Hortman, her husband Mark, and their dog Gilbert were killed in an act of political violence last June, just 5 days after the 2025 session adjourned. State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette were shot and injured in a connected shooting but made full recoveries. After passing a joint resolution honoring the Hortman's legacy, Governor Tim Walz and Representatives Aaron Murphy and Lisa Damath delivered remarks. Walz says Melissa Hortman brought wisdom, experience, decency, and leadership into the speaker role.
We were partners, but we had two very different jobs. She was very clear. She was the Speaker of the House. And when she meant that, she meant this entire building.
Damath, who shared leadership of the House with Hortman in the last session, says despite serving on the opposite side of the aisle, their relationship was rooted in respect.
Through tough negotiations and heated debates, Melissa and I could always look across the table and know that regardless of our differences, we both wanted what was going to be best for Minnesota.
Minnesota's tribal leaders were on hand to present the colors during the beginning of the ceremony. Bouquets of roses were displayed throughout the House chamber, one on Representative Hortman's desk and one in the gallery where Mark Hortman was seated when Melissa was first elected House Speaker. Each lawmaker was presented with a singular rose to lay upon the late Speaker's desk at the end of the ceremony. Chip Rankin is set to become the next superintendent of Brainerd Public Schools. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the school board voted unanimously last week to offer Rankin the job. Rankin is currently the superintendent of the Minnewaska Area School District and was previously principal at Pequot Lakes High School. He grew up south of Brainerd and graduated from Little Falls. Rankin has also served in the National Guard since 1994. The school board is anticipated to approve Rankin's contract at a future meeting, and he is expected to begin July 1st. The first local special election of the year was last week, and two Northwest Minnesota counties hosted special elections to fill vacancies on their county boards of commissioners. Robert Durant will now represent Mahnomen County District 1, which is the city of Mahnomen's district. He garnered 46 votes compared to his opponent, Brian Ose, with 40 votes. Julie Hansen earned all 19 of the special election's write-in results. Ross Pape was sworn in Tuesday after being successful in the Polk County special election for Commissioner District 5. The district includes wards in East Grand Forks and surrounding townships. Pape garnered 321 votes compared to his opponent, Brad Grunhoved, who received 79 votes. How do you top a repeat championship? The Brainerd dance team found a way. Megan Buffington has more.
The Brainerd Warriors dance team won its third consecutive state high kick title Saturday at the Target Center with a nearly flawless performance. They went in with a winning mindset. The Warriors won the jazz title the day before. Brainerd had never before even medaled in jazz. Crosby Ironton finaled in both categories, finishing fifth in jazz and in high kick. The girls' hockey state tourney is underway this week, and Friday and Saturday will be state gymnastics. The defending state champs Detroit Lakes are returning. Seniors Maggie Shander and Addie Laux will look to improve on last year's performances in the all-around competition. They were second and seventh. Senior Olivia Gagg will again compete in the vault, where she finished seventh last year. This year, she'll also compete in the floor exercise. Junior Aubrey Kordowski will compete on the balance beam, as will Pillager sophomore Greta Grimsley competing for the Little Falls Flyers. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.